Gaining wisdom will come with a cost. It's the LifeSpring 1 Year Bible coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004. I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. This is Poetry Thursday, and our reading will be Proverbs 4. I'm calling this episode, Go For It. Let's get started with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for our time together around your word, and I pray that you would open our minds, open our hearts, and touch our spirits. Teach us today as we read. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's get started. Proverbs chapter 4. Hear, O sons, the instruction of a father, and give attention that you may gain understanding. For I give you sound teaching. Do not abandon my instruction. When I was a son to my father, tender and the only son in the sight of my mother, then he taught me and said to me, Let your heart hold fast my words, keep my commandments, and live. Acquire wisdom, acquire understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will guide you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is acquire wisdom, and with all your acquiring, get understanding. Prize her, and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will place on your head a garland of grace. She will present you with a crown of beauty. Hear, my son, and accept my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have directed you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in upright paths. When you walk, your steps will not be impeded, and if you run, you will not stumble. Take hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not proceed in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not pass by it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they do evil, and they are robbed of sleep unless they make someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their body. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put devious speech far from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead, and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Watch the path of your feet, and all your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right nor to the left. Turn your foot from evil. Well, in Proverbs 4, the father is now teaching not just his son, but his children. Of course, the father being Solomon. The lesson here in chapter 4 is intended for all of his offspring, and of course, ultimately, for all of us. After reading this chapter, all I can think is, would that every parent had the wisdom to impart these lessons to every one of their children. But sadly, it seems as if wisdom is in very short supply today, and has been for at least the last 3 or 4 generations. And yes, I include mine. I believe that the lessons in this chapter, if well taught and well learned, would go very far in preventing the kind of near insanity that we see in the world around us today. Want an example? How about this? Trading freedom for quote-unquote safety is anything but wise. Matter of fact, I think Solomon would even call it foolish. Trading freedom for safety is foolish. Here in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, our forefathers knew that freedom was infinitely better than safety, but somewhere along the way, we forgot to pass that lesson on. In verse 5, Solomon wrote the words his father David said to him. He said, Acquire wisdom, acquire understanding. Something interesting about that. The Hebrew word kana, that in our translation here is acquire, that word means to buy or to purchase. Not that you can actually exchange money for wisdom, but the idea is that gaining wisdom will come with a cost. And making that exchange is a good thing. It's worth it. Also, acquiring something in this sense does not usually happen by accident, but by a conscious decision. You decide to acquire something. You go after it. You work for it. So David is telling Solomon and us to decide to acquire wisdom. Go after it. Work for it. Wisdom is not something that just happens. We like to think that wisdom comes with age, but if you look around, you don't have to look too far to see old fools, do you? So where is wisdom to be found? Well, before I answer that, let's think about where it is not to be found. It is not to be found within yourself. I go back to the hippie days, and gurus used to say, look within, search within. You'll often hear people say, well, what does your heart say? Or follow your heart. What does the Bible say about the heart? It says in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? This is one of the biggest blunders of modern times. Most of the problems we see today are a result of foolish people following their hearts. And by foolish, I mean it in the sense of the book of Proverbs. A fool is one who rejects wisdom. Most of the problems we see today are a result of foolish people following their hearts. Of course, you know that I'm going to say that the greatest source of wisdom available to us is the Bible. David said to Solomon in verse 5, "Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth." Beloved, the Bible isn't just the words of David and Solomon and Moses and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and all the other men who held a pen and wrote the words. The words actually came out of the mouth of God. When we decide to acquire wisdom, when we remember and hold fast to His words, we will be rewarded. Imagine if, instead of poo-pooing the Bible, as has been done for the last several decades, if people clung to what is in the pages of the Bible, imagine how different the world would be. But listen closely. The world is changed one person at a time, one life at a time. And each of us can, with the Holy Spirit's guidance, bring change to someone in our world. That's what Jesus' last commandment was before he ascended to heaven. He said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you." David told Solomon, "Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth." Jesus said, "Teaching them to observe all that I commanded you." Let us not forget or turn away from the words of Jesus' mouth. What are your thoughts? You have any comments, questions? Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1-951-732-8511 or send a boostagram with a comment or go to comment.lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow will be Prophecy Friday, and we'll begin the book of Ezekiel with the first 6 chapters. Jason Paschal sent in a $50 donation via Zelle. Thank you so much, Jason. Man, not only does Jason give of his time and talent to create show art for the show, but he gives of his treasure too. God bless you, Jason. Thank you. And Jay Golden sent a 100 sat boost via the Fountain app. Thanks, Jay. God bless you. It is the value for value donations of the LifeSpring family that helps to keep the LifeSpring 1-year Bible coming to you 7 days a week. If you'd missed the show, if you didn't see a new episode every day in your podcast app, maybe it's time to donate. Pray about it, would you? Ask the Lord. Seek His will as to whether He would have you contribute. If He impresses an amount on your heart, go to
LifeSpringMedia.com/support.
I will thank you, and I believe God will bless you. Sunday will be our next time of prayer requests and praises here on the show. Call in your prayer request at 951-732-8511 or go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com or email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. James 5:16 says, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed." The urgent request of a righteous person is very powerful in its effect. prayer.lifespringmedia.com. Thanks to Sister Denise and Michael Hainer and Scott Snyder and Jason Pascal, today's artist, and Sister Brittany. And beloved, thank you for inviting me to be a part of your day. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.
All the programs in the LifeSpring Media family are made possible by the generous gifts of people like you.
Boost!